You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got a few minutes that we just need to hit on some other points here with Karen Kingston, and then I need to get into the martial law news because this is incredibly serious. I don't know if people understand how serious it is. I hope that after watching Alex's broadcast today they do. But briefly, Karen, again, the FDA is requiring by the 20th of January 2026, this is their war path against the American people and consequently people all over the world, because I can tell you even in Australia, as an example, we have the TGA deferring to the FDA or the CDC every time. So it affects the whole of the West at least, and they want to make sure that everyone who manufactures, processes, packs or sells any commonly consumed foods to digitize the tracking of these foods across all outlets, which gives them full control of the food supply. And mind you, down the road, we're talking about banning meat, we're talking about banning dairy, we're talking about banning anything that has nutrients per the goals of Codex Alimentarius. This is why they've listed here leafy greens, all the good stuff, fruits, greens, all the stuff that people should be consuming, fish. No, we're gonna ban all of that and introduce our synthetic biology infused, you know, vaccine lettuce. This is where we're heading.
That's exactly where they're heading. And I just I want to put this out as a warning, as a heads up to the Americans. Don't fall for this again. Remember, we shut down the entire country because of an alleged virus that jumped from a bat to a pangolin to humans and destroyed our economy. And then we rolled out a highly toxic, deadly, pathogenic bioweapon that we called a vaccine to reopen the country. Do not fall for this again. So when they say, oh, there's potential H5N1 contamination of the meat supply, you don't want to be responsible for killing people. Do not fall for it. And the food producers, I hope that they sue the FDA and the CDC and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because if they're saying there's potential contamination, they are violating Section 204D of the Food Safety Modernization Act. It's supposed to be high risk. So there's supposed to be illnesses and death.
It's supposed to be high risk. Karen, let me just interrupt you. Look at this. Foods with 0% hospitalization and mortality risk made the list. Tens of cases in the past 25 years and hospitalization and mortality rates of 0%. This is what's making their list of what people shouldn't be consuming.
And that's in violation of the law that was passed. And that's what the FDA has, just like under emergency use authorization, the FDA has overstepped their boundaries. They are catering to this World Health Organization, these globalists, you know, for them to decimate our food supply, to take control of the Americans' food supply and to make it unhealthy, make it lab grown, you know, give it to the biopharma industrial complex to continue to make us sick and weaken us. And so that is exactly what's going on. So do not fall for this, and know that under the law, the way that the law is written, Americans can fight back and we can protest. And I hope that the food producers do this. And I hope stuff happens at the attorney general levels across the states where they refuse to, you know, decimate their food supply and give control over to the U.S. government.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the three-letter agencies.
Karen, let people know what your Substack is so that they can go and read all of this information for themselves, please.
Thank you so much. You can go to thekingstonreport.com, thekingstonreport.com, or karenkingston.substack.com. And please check it out. I did watch much of that 6.5-hour meeting between the CDC and the FDA on H5N1. And Dr. Jerry Weir said they're already starting to stockpile prototypes for the H5N1 flu. So they are planning on launching an H5N1 pandemic this January. It's in the works.
Well, they're also planning a Nipah. The clinical trials, if I'm not mistaken, are ending in May of 2025. So that is a hemorrhagic fever. You have a huge majority, about 70% of the pandemics of concern listed by the World Health Organization. They are hemorrhagic in nature. I've always said I don't think they'll get away with another invisible pandemic. This is going to be some sort of a zombie apocalypse through activation of what's in the shots. But that's talk for another day. Karen Kingston, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Maria.
Of course. So what we've just spoken about, again, this is what they plan, what they want to achieve, what they want to do, and by the way, have been doing successfully for a very, very long time. They have been co-opting, and even RFK Jr. talks about this. He talks about the fact that majority of the funding of the FDA comes from the pharmaceutical industry. These people are not there for our health. They are there to further the United Nations Agenda 2030. And so they have come so far. I think a lot of us who knew that the New World Order was coming and have known about this for many, many years always knew that it was on the horizon. But I think it shocked many of us how easily and quickly people complied when COVID came around. I think it shocked many of us how many people gave in to the fear tactics. And really, I mean, people that didn't even want to necessarily go along with it but were afraid of a moment of discomfort. And really, go back in hindsight, maybe at the time you were faced with the worst possible scenario that you could see right in front of your eyes. Perhaps you won't be able to pay off your mortgage this month or whatever the case may be. I understand people were in very, very dire circumstances. They have families to feed. I see all of that. I understand. But looking back in hindsight, it would have been a moment of pain compared to the entirety of Agenda 2030 and what they have planned beyond all the way to 2045. Go back and see our reports on the UN 100. They're up on band.video and zmedia.com if you want to know the end goal. So I agree with Alex wholeheartedly. This is so important that people see the agenda. They see it now. They've woken up. They woke up during COVID. I've read some amazing stories of late of people saying, please be patient with the left. You know, I used to hate conservatives. I used to hate Christians. I used to hate anything conservative. But what I was actually warring against was something good. And I see that now. Please be patient with people. I'm reading stories like that everywhere, and it's wonderful, and that is great. But a lot of these people are just catching up now. And a lot of conservative outlets are still catching up. The agenda's here, and they're about here. They see about this much. They can't see the forest for the trees yet. They haven't gotten to the bottom of the rabbit hole, the bottom of what they are really aiming to achieve. So right now, Alex Jones's voice, InfoWars, and amplifying this platform is of paramount importance because they are setting up what I foresee to be some sort of digital January 6th insurrection style scenario. Let me explain. So Alex has been talking about how they will activate their leftists, they'll activate their Antifas, they'll activate the terror cells that they have brought into the country. Yes, people that were issued with mobile phones so that the Democrats and whoever else is operating with them can stay in touch with their soldiers. If there is civil unrest, it will not be instigated by conservatives. It will not be instigated by Republicans. And it's very, very important for everyone to make that clear as much as they can, because the civil war scenario is also bait. You see, January 6th was set up and is still being presented as a violent insurrection. And there are people rotting away in prison for that still to this day. These people were not violent insurrectionists. They were protesting, as is their right, an election that they believed was not above board. That's democracy, right? Not anymore. It's been 4 years, and that narrative is still not completely dismantled as far as the mainstream media goes. The Democrats are still using it as an election talking point. They haven't let go of that. They've kept it alive through their media complex. Every single person who's talking about their narrative right now, about the civil war, civil unrest narrative, needs to make a point that it is their narrative. They are the ones instigating. Alex touched on this, not touched on it. He explained it perfectly today when he said Donald Trump needs to bring this to the forefront. Why have you published these documents? Why is Homeland Security holding a conference during the election time about this very thing? November 6th and 7th. Why are they doing this? Why, Kamala is accusing Trump using the very thing. It's classic projection. They always accuse the other side of what they are doing themselves, and the number of statements that they have been making about sicking the military on Americans, about civil unrest, about MAGA extremists, all of these statements, they are increasing these statements for a reason. They are preparing the public for something that they are going to do, and the way that we stop that is to thwart them by raising attention to it. Donald Trump should be doing this. He should be talking about DOD Directive 524001. I agree with Alex wholeheartedly. Because if you think back to monkeypox, the last time that Tedros tried to make this a public health emergency of international concern, which just so happened to coincide with the NTI war game that they said it was going to be this date, and then it was going to be a public health emergency of international concern by this date. I don't have the NTI documents. I haven't sent it to the team, but this was wargamed by Gates and co. long before they declared the last monkeypox public health emergency. And what happened? They tried to extend the pandemic situation of COVID by declaring monkeypox was now a problem, and the public mocked them, laughed at them, and squashed them. What happened in September of 2023? I was here and I remember it clear as day, where Alex said they are going to try and bring back mask mandates at airports. They're going to try and do the pandemic scenario again. And he, through that leak, through